From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Representative Doris Matsui has been in Congress for 20 years, and before that, her late husband, Robert Matsui, held the House seat. Combined, the Matsuis have represented Sacramento for nearly half a century. And for the first time, Congresswoman Matsui will be facing a challenger who is also an elected official. Sacramento City Council member Mai Vang launched her campaign this week to run against Matsui for the upcoming 2026 midterm. Cap Radio reporter Tony Rodriguez spoke with both Vang and Matsui, and he joins us with those conversations as well as the response this race is already receiving. Hey, Tony.
How's it going, Vicky?
Okay, so the Matsui name is like a political dynasty here in the state capital. Tell us about the family's history into office.
Yeah, the Matsui family have been in Congress for nearly half a century. Doris Matsui for 20 years so far, and her late husband for 26 years prior to that. Her husband, Robert Matsui, Bob Matsui, was born in Sacramento. He graduated from C.K. McClatchy. He's a Japanese-American, and his families were interned at an incarceration camp during World War II. In politics, he was a Sac City Council member before Congress, and he served the House from 1979 until 2005, the year he passed away. And Doris Matsui since then has succeeded her husband in special elections and has been reelected ever since. As far as Doris Matsui, she grew up on a farm in the Central Valley and met Rob Matsui at UC Berkeley. So they have long ties to Northern California. And between the two of them, the Matsuis have held the House seat for nearly 50 years. Yeah.
Yeah. And House seats are up for reelection every 2 years. So the fact that both Congresswoman Matsui and the late Robert Matsui have been in office combined for nearly 50 years is impressive. What stands out to you about their tenure and why they've been so successful in reelection campaigns?
They've built an enormous amount of name recognition and trust in the Sacramento region and area. Doris Matsui, for example, hasn't faced a serious challenger. She's never run against any other elected official. Mai Vang would be the first. So her decades in Sacramento have gained her a lot of resident support and political endorsements. For this upcoming midterm, she's already been endorsed by the former Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg, the mayor of Elk Grove and West Sacramento.
Okay, well, let's move to the challenger. Who is Councilmember Mai Vang?
Vang has been in Sacramento all her life. She prides herself on being the daughter of Hmong refugees and is the eldest of 16 children. Right now, she represents District 8 on the Sacramento City Council, which is the Meadowview, South Sacramento region. And she's really framed her run around her background of knowing what it's like to grow up in a struggling immigrant family.
Okay, so given that Representative Matsui has had reelection campaign after reelection campaign, why is Councilmember Vang throwing her hat into the ring for Congress so significant?
Well, Mai Vang has built a strong grassroots base of supporters through her work in Sacramento. She served on school boards and was an organizer before she even joined the city council. She's leaning into her local and immigrant background, like I said, and progressive politics. And she's promising that she will run a complete grassroots-funded campaign. She says she's going to reject all PAC money, known as political action committees. These are groups that pool together money from corporations, industry associations, and lobbyists to support candidates. So Vang says that should be a difference maker between her and her opponent, Matsui.
Okay, because Matsui and Vang are liberals, correct? Both have long ties to Sacramento, as you just laid out. So how is Councilmember Vang distinguishing herself within the Democratic Party?
Yeah, both are Democrats. The distinction comes in how they position themselves. Vang attaches herself to the progressive wave. She's focused on working families and challenging establishment Democrats. Matsui represents more stability and seniority. She's had big committee assignments, a lot of time in D.C., and decades of influence. In terms of going against the establishment, Vang says she is comparing her small donor and people-centered campaign, as I mentioned, is already pledging that she will take no PAC money.
We need new leadership that will prioritize the people, not go along to get along with corporate PACs. We won't be taking corporate PAC. And when I'm elected, my focus will only be on working people I represent, not the billionaires.
Vang feels this is a difference maker in her ability to serve without being conflicted by corporate interests.
Okay, so how does Representative Matsui typically fund her campaigns?
She has long leaned on political action committees or PACs. Matsui is backed by larger institutions like healthcare companies, energy firms, and tech interests that want a seat at the table in Congress. Her long list of contributors shows her seniority and influence. But it also opens her up to criticism from progressive-leaning voters and a candidate like Maivang, who feel that relying on corporate PAC dollars caused politicians to lose touch with constituents. For example, in Matsui's 2024 re-election, she raised about $1.2 million, and 70% of that were from large donations such as PACs. Only around 2% of the money she raised for her campaign was from small contributions under $200.
Okay, so there will be some funding differences as this campaign or both of these campaigns ramp up. What are the top issues that Councilmember Vang will focus on in her run?
Vang laid out her top priorities as cost of living, healthcare, immigration, and student debt, all issues she connected back to her personal story of growing up in South Sac.
I grew up here, and so the lived experience alone is the difference between me and the current congresswoman.
But she also made a point to say Democrats need to be willing to question U.S. involvement in wars abroad. She didn't dwell on it, but it is notable for many voters, especially younger progressives, where a candidate stands on U.S. support for Israel has become a defining issue. So even a brief mention signals she's positioning herself closer to that wing of the party.
Okay, so this announcement that Maivang is going to run for Congress, it was just a couple days ago. How did Representative Matsui respond to this campaign launch?
Matsui didn't spend much time talking about her challenger directly. When I asked her about Maivang's launch, she said that it would be out of her hands.
You know, this is a democracy, and I'm not going to tell people what to do. I can't control what people do, but I can only control what's in front of me right now. And I think you know that there's quite a lot there that I'm working on.
Matsui here is sticking to what has worked for her, emphasizing her dedication to the region while resisting giving her challenger too much mind.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Cap Radio reporter Tony Rodriguez about Councilmember Maivang launching a campaign to unseat longtime Congresswoman Doris Matsui for the upcoming 2026 midterm. Do you have a gauge of public opinion on Representative Matsui? And has that changed over the two decades she's been in office?
There is a reason why she has consistently won for this long. She secures big endorsements from national and local Democratic leaders who value her long experience in D.C. Also, local unions and business groups have supported her in the past. But in recent years, there's been some noticeable frustration. The Sacramento Bee recently ran several columns that have been critical of her availability to the public, pointing out that her constituents often don't see her enough in the district and that she could seem scripted. Community advocates like Keon Bliss, a regular city council attendee who watches Sacramento politics closely that I spoke to, echoed that sentiment.
She no longer really feels, she doesn't even feel the need to grace her constituents here in districts, like here in the district, with her presence.
So the picture is a bit mixed for many Democrats. Matsui is probably a trusted figure with a long track record for many. She's delivered a lot of federal dollars to Sacramento. But for progressives and younger voters, there's some growing impatience. That's partly because she's never faced a serious Democrat challenger, or at least an elected official.
Well, Matsui was in the district recently. She was attempting to get into the John E. Moss Federal Immigration Courthouse in downtown Sacramento. How does that play into this race?
That brought some attention to Matsui. There were recent reports that immigrants were being detained overnight in the John E. Moss Federal Building downtown, an immigration courthouse that wasn't designed to be a detention center. When that came out, Doris Matsui showed up to try to inspect the building, but was denied entry, despite her telling ICE staff that she had congressional oversight of the building. She told them she wanted to see the conditions behind the closed doors. And after two more times of her trying, she was let in to inspect the building. But according to Matsui, the building already seemed cleaned up for her inspection. But community advocates like Bliss have called that effort largely performative.
Mm. And that was recently. Was that about a week ago?
That was about, happening over the past month.
Yeah, so a lot of activity and developments have been happening in Sacramento. We're also quickly approaching a special election to redraw congressional maps in the state. Voters will make that decision on November 4th. So does Prop 50, this redistricting impact, the potential of it, does this reshape this race?
Yes, it could. Prop 50 could make the district more competitive. It would make it a bit more purple in that district. It could very possibly reshape the 7th, reducing the Democratic advantage from about 50% to 43%, while boosting Republican registration from 20% to 28%. So still blue, But it would be a little less than now.
Yeah, and voters will make that decision in less than 2 months from now on whether to redraw congressional lines and kind of go above the independent redistricting commission that's already in place in California. Finally, Tony, what should people watch out for as this race plays out?
Yeah, a few things. I think people should look out to see how fundraising goes for both of these candidates. Vang is pledging, like I said, to take no PAC money. So we will see if she can truly build a grassroots support base big enough to take Matsui's spot. I think people should also continue to monitor the current Congress members' visibility and activity as the race gets closer in June 2026. And can't forget the redistricting either. That could shake up all these congressional races.
A lot for you to follow. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Vicky.
And that is CAP Radio reporter Tony Rodriguez discussing Councilmember Mai Vang's campaign for the House to unseat longtime Congresswoman Doris Matsui in the upcoming 2026 midterm. You're listening to Inside on CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.